Deuteronomy chapter 8. You shall ensure that you do the whole body of commandments which I am commanding you today, so that you live and increase, and you enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole of the way the Lord your God made you go for these 40 years in the desert, in order to humble you and to test you, so as to know what is in your heart, whether you will keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and he allowed you to hunger. Then he fed you with manna which you did not know, nor have your fathers known it, so as to make it known to you that man shall not live by bread alone, but man shall live by every utterance of the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your feet did not swell, for these 40 years, so that you should acknowledge with your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God has been disciplining you. And you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of brooks of water, springs and underground water, issuing in the valley and mountains, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and figs and pomegranates, a land of oil-bearing olives and honey, a land that knows no scarcity. You will eat bread in it, you will lack nothing in it, a land whose stones are iron-bearing, and from whose hills you can mine copper. And you will eat and be satisfied, and you shall bless the Lord your God on the good land which he has given you. Be on your guard not to forget the Lord your God, by not keeping his commandments and his regulations and his statutes, which I am commanding you today, lest you eat and are satisfied, and you build fine houses and live in them, and your cattle and flocks increase, and your silver and gold increase, and everything you have increases, and your heart becomes haughty, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of a house of slavery. He it is who made you go in the great and fearsome desert of the fiery serpent and the scorpion, in a thirsty land where there is no water, who produced water for you from a rock of flint, who fed you with manna in the desert, which your fathers did not know, so as to humble you and so as to test you, to make things go well for you in your latter time. Yet you say in your heart, "My own power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth." But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to generate wealth, so that he sets up his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it stands this day. But it will come to pass, if you clean forget the Lord your God, and you follow after other gods, and you serve them and worship them, I testify against you today, you will certainly perish. As with the nations which the Lord is destroying in front of you, so you will perish, because you didn't heed the Lord your God.